Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, how y'all doing? Our state is reopening. Things are getting back going. What are you going to do? Are you in the streets? Or are you going to err on the side of caution? Our phone lines are wide open for you. We cannot wait to hear how you feel. 404-872-0750. And now, let me introduce you to the team. Shelly Winter, Milani Kai, DJ Crystal, and me, Scotty B, here on 95.5 WSB.
Just like you, we've been seeing all day the stories and the layers unfolding about George Floyd, and a lot of people, Shelley, seem to have things to say about that, from politicians to rappers to everybody seems to have something to say about that. So we're going to talk about that, and we want to hear from the audience, too. Because we're really, you got to turn that mic on.
Yeah, it's a huge story. So, yeah, everybody, you know, there's a press conference going on. The federal attorney in that district is out there. I mean, we have the FBI involved. We have the president tweeting on it. You have Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity talking about it. I mean, this is a huge story. So you're going to have a lot of people talking about it, weighing in.
And we're going to talk about it because I want to know, too, with Atlanta's considered like this black mecca of the South. And we see in other places like Los Angeles where there are riots outside of Minneapolis. So we hope that doesn't come here. But we're going to talk about that. But first, the big news locally, at least for Shelley. I mean, you've been pressing your boy, Governor Brian Kemp.
I was on the phone with him all last night telling him open up the clubs, man.
You are such a show off, but you do know him well. Now, did you really tell him wants you to open up the clubs?
No, but 30% is something. We're there, and I thank him. I mean, I think his team listens to the show. They listen to the station.
Right.
So we're on now, so I'm sure they're listening.
You're sure they're listening.
Right. So,
yeah, hi, Governor Kemp.
But,
Brian Kemp.
I appreciate 30% club. If your club is 1,000 people, compound owns holds 1,000 people, you can get 300 people in there. I just don't see how you social distance while listening in a club.
Well, I think
how do you roll up on a big butt if you got a social distance? Scotty B, are you familiar with how do you social distance in a club?
No, ask him the question you just asked. No.
If I got to go to the club and social distance from all the rotund women, I'm not going.
There's no point, right?
Crystal and I would like to know, our resident white girl, we would like to know, what is a rotund woman?
A woman built with curves, a woman that's built for the highway, that you have to climb her heels and mountains.
Jesus.
That's it.
Wow.
Is that about right, Shelly?
I couldn't have said it any better, my young brother.
Goodness.
And that wasn't even no sexy recipe.
And that wasn't a sexy recipe either.
Crystal, are you rotunda? Rotunda?
Maybe.
Is it Spanish?
Whatever, yeah.
Right?
The only person that can answer that is Mark.
Yeah, good job, Shelly. Good job.
That's the only person, and I'm sure
I'll get him on the line.
Get him on the line and find out. Let him answer that question. It'd be disrespectful for me and Scotty to answer that question.
There it is.
You know who else is probably happy? All the parents, sick and tired of their little children of the corn, rugrats, little Chuckies, brides of Chuckies in the house. They get to finally go out and go out to summer camps.
Absolutely. I'm sure.
And I know there are a lot of parents who probably won't admit it, but you're tired of your seed. You are tired. You're tired of them. You don't think some of them are just tired
absolutely,
of their seed?
They love them. We have our shout out to our newest intern, KJ Johnson. He's been, you know, I mean, he wants to talk about, at some point he's going to talk, I mean, He's getting into it.
Getting into what?
Well, getting into it, you know, being in the house. No, getting into the house, being in the house alone with his mom.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
You
got to remember, they're college students at a home now who had a taste of freedom for a semester.
Oh, that sucks.
And they're home now for 6 months in the house with their parents. So there's a lot of people who are done with everybody in the household.
Yeah, so parents, congratulations to you, summer camp, and some other things that have reopened. But, Shelley, when we come back, a lot of layers. Let's mention real quick that President Donald Trump, his fight with social media, he signed that order targeting social media companies.
Good for him.
And he also has something to say about Minneapolis.
And he has something to say about Minneapolis. He also carved out $10 billion for PPP loans, specifically for businesses in rural, minority, and underserved communities. Come on now. Come on now.
We'll be back. It's the show on 95.5 WSB. We're filling in for Mark Arum. Yeah, Washington, D.C. is impressed with Governor Brian Kemp, which is the reason why Vice President Mike Pence making his second visit to Atlanta tomorrow. Traffic's going to be crazy. That motorcade, he arrives at Dobbins Air Force Base around 9:55 a.m. The best way to keep up with that is to download the Triple Team Alert Traffic Alerts app. Please avoid getting stuck in traffic. And he's also coming, Shelley Winter, one of the great Christian apologetics, Ravi Zacharias, whose family was here in Georgia. He's having a memorial service at Passion.
Is that the word, apologetics?
Apologetic. He's an
apologetic.
He defends Christianity. He defends Christianity. Oh. And if you ever hear this guy talk.
I heard it. I heard the name before. I heard he's a powerful guy.
He's a powerful. And he's not like an aggressive Christian like me. You stupid idiot. He's not like that.
Gotcha.
He's a real cool guy. But they're having a memorial service for him at Passion City Church in Buckhead. And Vice President Pence will attend that as well.
Right. Can we go to that?
I was over there today trying to figure out if we could. I'll let you know.
All right.
Let you know. So we're going to go to a call real quick. Mark is in Marietta. You want to talk about the reopening, Mark?
Yes, how are you?
We're good.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys keeping it real. Very few people in this city keep it real.
Thank you, Mark.
So one of the things I want to say as a business owner, me and my partner have four companies that we run.
You hiring? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, well, we haven't laid off anybody, and we haven't missed one day since this whole pandemic
God bless
started.
Wow,
great.
Good
God
for
bless
you.
We've been working harder than ever to figure out how to continue to grow and shift as entrepreneurs. But the biggest problem I have is you've got people in the government that create nothing.
Right.
They generate no revenue.
Right.
And they haven't skipped a beat. They're not missing a paycheck.
Right.
Their staffs are fully employed. They're getting their benefits.
God bless you.
Yet they're dictating to the private sector that pay their bills what we have to do and shut down when it's the backs of the small business owner this company is built on.
Absolutely. Great call, my brother.
How does that work?
God bless you.
We don't know if it's working, Mark.
God
thank
bless
you so
you.
Much for calling. Appreciate
what does
it.
President Trump, A.G. Barr, Maxine Waters, Cardi B, Colin Kaepernick. What do all these people have in common?
Oh,
next
boy.
On the show with Melani Kai, Shelly Winter, DJ Crystal, and Scotty B, the voice.
We're living in some challenging times, but we're going to be all right. My one question to you is, what are you doing to infect change in the right way? I got the phone lines wide open so you can tell me. 404-872-0750. And now, let's get back to your calls. Shelly Winter, Melani Kai, DJ Crystal, and me, Scotty B, here on 95.5 WSB.
It's 6:39.
Not the first time we have seen deadly force encounters with the police. We've had Philando Castile. We've had Jamar Clark. We've had others. And of course, there's a national scene involving everybody from, we can go on back to Rodney King. Well, why stop there? Eric Garner. This is a national historic problem. People are outraged by it. They're sick of it. And they want government to be responsive. And so to say, let the investigation happen. And then on the other hand, I mean, that should not mean don't protest, don't be upset, don't demand that there's a thorough an expeditious investigation.
And that is Keith Ellison. It's the show we're filling in for Mark Arum tomorrow as well. He's filling in for Eric Von Hessler. He'll be back on the regular schedules next week. But that was the Attorney General of Minnesota, Keith Ellison. And he was speaking about what everybody's speaking about, Shelley Winter.
This unfortunate murder of George Floyd in Minnesota by a Minnesota police officer, Mr. Chauvin, Officer Chauvin. And this is the talk of the country right now. And it's just a lot to unpeel. We've got it for you all today. So, let me just say this at the outset. We like to have fun on this show.
Yeah, of course.
We have a great time. I know that's what people look for. But every now and then, stories like this happen, and we're guided by the stories, not necessarily by what we want to do. And this story is a big story. I mean, you've got the president tweeting about it. You've got Attorney General Barr talking about it. You've got Maxine Waters weighing in about it, blaming Donald Trump. So there's a lot of layers to the story, and we're going to try and cover them for you in the next hour and a half. And we also have Lieutenant General Russell Honoré coming up at 7 o'clock to talk about policing in America. You remember him? He is the lieutenant general that came into Katrina and turned everything around after when New Orleans basically started to burn and rob and steal and everything like that.
So let's talk about why they're rioting. Black Lives Matters been quiet for a little bit, for the most part.
They got broke off.
Yeah, they've been.
They got broke off.
Well, I don't know what they did.
They got a lot of money.
Okay, well, yeah, they're back. They're back. They're back. So in Minnesota right now, it is they're an hour behind us. You can see on the streets, people were actually waiting. They're waiting for this press conference. They want the FBI, somebody, to charge these four officers.
But you can't. The thing is, I'm surprised that was what people were waiting for, because you kind of, the FBI is investigating for civil rights violations, but you kind of can't have a charge from the federal government until you see what breaks in the investigation at the local level.
And I think a lot of people probably just don't know that piece to it. Yeah. They're just saying, we need some charges. Why are these men free? In the meantime, they're doing, and it's not just, it's a lot of, you see the African-Americans, but if you see the pictures, there's all types of people. Whites are out there. I see a lot of white people. I haven't seen, well, I won't say that, but a lot of whites, a lot of blacks out there. Don't say anything. But the riots, the riots are atrocious.
How do you get me to laugh on such a serious story?
Well, I was going to say, I hadn't seen any Asians, but I
saw that's
a reporter.
What you were going to say, and I was going to say, why would you say that?
Because I was trying to say what a big melting pot. It's not just black people out there.
Right.
It's not just black people throwing rocks at the police and the mess going on in Target and looting. It's a lot of people. But the bottom line is, Shelley Winter, why are they doing this? Why are you destroying property? Why are you destroying places and looting?
There was a time in my life I used to ask the same question. Why would you destroy your own community?
Yeah.
And it's a viable question. It's a real question.
Mm-hmm.
But anger, and Scotty B kind of said this earlier, and he's on the phone now, but, you know, when you're angry, you lash out. You lash out at that closest to you. And there's no rhyme or reason to the way anger reacts. You know, let me put it in perspective to many of our listeners, particularly down here in Georgia. 3 weeks ago, men...
What about those men?
I'll pick the story up when we come back.
Before we went to break, Shelley Winter, you were saying you were explaining why you think people are rioting,
right,
and looting.
Right. Well, anger is palpable. And when it happens time and time and time again, the anger gets worse and worse and worse. But I want to say to everybody out there, understand this. This country was born out of looting and rioting. The Boston Tea Party was nothing but looting and rioting. They looted the tea of someone else, threw it in the ocean, destroyed property. And we celebrate that.
And they
anger
looted,
is palpable.
Yeah, they looted and rioted the Indians as well.
That's different.
Well, they still did.
But it's different.
How so?
Well, what I'm saying is when you loot and riot, you're looting someone else's property. In the Boston Tea Party, you looted the Crown's property.
This was the
Indians were stolen. They stole the property. It's a difference.
Well, I see what you're saying. I just wanted to make sure we were on the same page.
Yeah, we're always on the same page.
Well, you took somebody's property and you killed them and you slaughtered them and you pushed them out. It's kind of like looted and it's kind of like rioting.
Rioting. It's stealing.
It's something. Right. We're on the same page. Scotty B, you're a black man, young black man. Do you feel the anger going on in Minneapolis? Would you be out there? Do you think you would be out there?
I understand completely. Luckily, my God has given me a higher sense to not lash out like that, but I understand. People aren't being heard. People are seeing the same things over and over and telling us to get over it, to get past it. Oh, they deserve it. They were a thug. They were a criminal. That's old. That's dated. They've been saying that for 50, 60 years. People are tired and they want a response. Point blank and period.
DJ Crystal, when you see the rioting and the looting on television and people angry, what do you think? What are you thinking?
I get it. I mean, I don't want it to happen like that, but I think it's, you know, I mean, you got to do something. People need to be heard.
And remember in Michigan, the Michigan Patriots, quote unquote, went to the state capitol with long guns and pistols on their hips to protest reopening the state.
They did, but they did not. It's a little bit of a difference, Shelly Winter.
There's no difference when you carry
huge
a gun.
Difference.
There's a difference.
What's the difference?
Shelly,
let me finish my thought.
Okay.
The difference is they didn't violently do anything. But when you carry a gun to a non-Second Amendment protest, you are threatening violence. The very action of carrying a weapon to a protest about reopening the state is threatening violence. That's it. That's all I'm trying to say. So in this case, rioting and looting is the violence. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but I couldn't even put the two in the same, even though I did not like what I saw, but it was their right and it was their freedom.
I didn't say there was anything wrong with what they did in Michigan.
Yeah, but I'm saying
I didn't say anything was wrong with what they did in Michigan. I applaud those men. I stand with those men. If I had a gun and I was in Michigan, I would have marched with them. That's not the point I'm making.
I got you. I didn't say you said that.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't say you said that.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is you cannot compare people beating up a old lady in a wheelchair. You cannot compare people stealing property, tearing up their own neighborhoods, setting things on fire to what they did in Michigan.
The
I'm sorry.
Threat of violence it,
but
is
it's
the
not
same
violence.
As the violence.
No, sir.
Yes,
no,
sir. Why do you think the civil rights movement worked? Because while King and them were marching peacefully and turned the other cheek, there was another group of people in another part of the country who was ready to burn the country down. So when the leaders of the country said, who do we deal with? The peaceful people who want to turn the other cheek or the people who will gut us and shoot us in the back when we don't do what they want us to do? You turn to the peaceful people. The threat of violence. Look what happened in Michigan. They started to reopen the state.
We will
from the threat of violence.
We will agree to disagree. Michigan and the white boys there storming the Capitol with the guns, yelling in the faces of police, is threatening whatever, is not the same as what I see going on television. But we'll agree to disagree. We want to hear from you.
Okay.
404-872-0750. That's the number to call. Rich in Atlanta. Welcome to the show, Rich.
Hey, can y'all hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Shelly Milani and everybody there, thank you for taking my call. I found this great channel on YouTube. It's called Chocolate Rain TV. They are coming out with a movie about Nat Turner, the slave.
Right.
My 14-year-old daughter, her favorite actor is in this movie. His name is Michael Bullard.
Okay.
And I find so many similarities in this about what happened in Atlanta and in Maryland, and I just find it eerily similar as to what happened in Nat Turner is still happening now, and it makes me sick.
Interesting. Interesting, Rick. Thank you so much for sharing that. Shelly, you're familiar with that story?
The Nat Turner story?
Yeah.
Of course I am.
Okay. I didn't know. Some people may not be, but of course you are because you're woke.
I don't know about that, but I think everyone's familiar with the Nat Turner story.
Everyone?
Yeah, everyone.
Okay.
Everyone with a brain.
That's not necessarily true. Everyone with a brain. Maybe somebody's just not familiar with it.
I mean, it's just I don't know.
Okay. Well, listen, we are going to take some more of your calls. Shelly, also coming up. We see you on the line. Hang on, Parker, Robert, Mike, another Robert, and the other Robert, and everybody else hanging on there. We're coming back to your calls after we get some more of the news. But coming up at the top of the hour,
we got an interview with Lieutenant General Russell Honoré, famous for saving New Orleans after Katrina. Also had some very strong comments to make after the Freddie Gray riots in Baltimore, and he's coming on to talk to us about policing in America and also rioting in Minneapolis. Next on the show with Milani Kai, Shelley Winter, DJ Crystal, and Scotty B.
That's right. We're still here, still digging in, taking your calls, and making sure we get through this thing together. Our phone lines are open just for you. 404-872-0750. I want to keep this conversation going because we're not finished yet. Shelley Winter, Milani Kai, DJ Crystal, and me, Scotty B. Here on 95.5 WSB.
We are filling in for Mark Arum, who is filling in for Eric Von Hessler and the Doctrinaires. You can catch him tomorrow at 9 a.m. back to the regular schedule next week. Thank you so much for listening. Unrest in Minneapolis. The feds and the law enforcement, they want people to be calm. There's rioting. There's looting. People are, it's the blame game. It is the blame game from every single side. And we're in Atlanta. We're watching it. Thank God we haven't had any riots here. There have been some out in Los Angeles as well. Hopefully it doesn't spread. Shelley Winter, we have a special guest on.
Yes, we're on the phone with Lieutenant General Russell Honore, author, has about three books out. One that we should all pick up is called Survival, How to Be Prepared in Times of Disaster, which is very timely. So please check that out. But we're on the phone with Lieutenant General Russell Honore. Lieutenant General, how are you, sir?
Well, Scotty B, see if we'll get him on the line. Okay. But he's coming on to talk about, he was very instrumental in some of the things he first out in Katrina.
Right. We basically came in with the National Guard, led the National Guard in a return to order in New Orleans, and also worked a lot with in Baltimore after the Freddie Gray riots. And so we got him on to talk about policing in America, because his big quote during the Baltimore riots was that essentially policing in America has to change. If it doesn't change, these things will happen more and more. Lieutenant General, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming on the show on such short notice. What's going on in Minneapolis? What's been happening before? What's your commentary around that?
Well, let me just see. I'm watching this as an armchair quarterback, like most other people, and seeing what's on the news and reading what I can. And we've got another case here where, in this case, an unarmed black man was seen on tape dying at the hands of the police. And let me say this. A week ago, I spoke at the police memorial service honoring police here in Baton Rouge who died in the line of duty. So I'm not here there. I'm for them doing their job to protect and serve. And when that doesn't happen, I, like others, are very discouraged. And I'm discouraged in what I've seen so far on tape. And I hope we can get to a quick resolve that the people also understand everybody respect the right to protest. And I think in many places people have gone from the First Amendment right to protest and speak their minds to following up on something, a pattern of killings of African-American men that said, hey, we've got to do something about this. And they're playing out now from going from peaceful protest to civil disturbance. And when people do that, what that transition happens, and you go back to the doctrine of protests and going back throughout the history of our country, as long as people think they're being heard and the government is doing what they need to do, peaceful protest is normally enough to get the job done. When that doesn't happen, we end up with civil disturbance because people will break the law to get the attention of the government. And that's what we see going on now, is that people are trying to get the government's attention, trying to get law enforcement attention around the country that if you yourself in enforcing the law, break the law, you got to be held accountable. And throughout history, we've seen examples of civil disturbance. And now the governor has called out the National Guard.
Do you agree with that? Do you agree with the governor calling out the National Guard?
Well, look, I don't see any state police out there. I don't see any neighboring police. Normally, this would go from using just the city police to using the county sheriff to bringing in the state police. They've gone straight from the city police can't handle it. Let's bring in the National Guard. I think that was a leap. On the other hand, he may have done it to try and break confidence because, by and large, the National Guard are citizen soldiers. This morning, many of them were in schools or at their job working. And hopefully that will be a calming effect. But the bottom side of it, if people continue to do civil disturbance and burn and break buildings to get the government attention, the National Guard is there to prevent them from doing that. And I hope they keep the police on the front line and use the guard as a show of force, and so people can have their voices heard and demand an action. And right now, the people are demanding that the officer be arrested.
Lieutenant General, do you think in cases like this that whoever, whatever entity is supposed to arrest the officers, that it will take maybe some time? They need to make sure, they want to make sure that they have everything perfect, knowing that there are national and international eyes on this situation.
I think you're right. And, you know, we and our people get arrested all the time, and then it's taken to jail and charged. The fact that you charge somebody does not necessarily mean they're guilty, does not mean they're going to be go to jail or what have you. But I think when people ask, let's charge this officer who we watched for 8 minutes, put his foot on this man's neck, and let's get past that. But procedurally, I'm not a lawyer, and I've never prosecuted a case. I've overseen court martials as a general officer. But I do think people are demanding that this officer be arrested.
And you talked about the National Guard because you headed up the National Guard as it went into New Orleans. So when you talk about the jump from city police to the National Guard in the state of emergency by the governor, you're speaking from experience. Do you think that escalation will bode ill for the protesters? Will they see that as the army coming in, which technically it kind of is, and not the state police? Will that increase the anger from the protester side, do you think?
I hope not. Most of those guardmen, they didn't go to work this morning looking forward to going to a riot tonight.
Right.
And a riot. These are citizen soldiers. And I hope the citizens treat them like that. They are people in the community that have signed up to do their duty. So I hope, but you never know what could happen. You could have provocateurs in that group. You don't know what's going to happen once dark happens.
Right.
Because what you're seeing happening right now is sane. Once dark comes, this could turn to a whole different situation. And let me just correct one thing. I was not in charge of the National Guard.
Gotcha.
I was an officer on the ground.
Gotcha.
The National Guard worked for the governor, and I was in charge of 20,000 federal troops that were in New Orleans.
Gotcha. Thank you for that correction. I appreciate that.
So, Lieutenant General, before we let you go, what is your message to not just it's not just African-Americans. We see all ethnic groups out there rioting. What is your message to the people who are actually committing, like you said, breaking the law, committing, looting places? What is your message to them? Do you think they have enough of the attention, or do you want them to stop? Or what would you say if they could hear you right now to them?
Do we lose him?
We lost the lieutenant general, but that was a great conversation with him. And so that I really wanted to hear what he had to say about that, because it didn't seem like he was endorsing it so much. It seemed like he understood. Yeah.
Which is what I think a lot of people, I mean, the only people, there are people, Kaepernick endorses it. Cardi B has tweeted
Colin Kaepernick actually endorsed it.
Right. He says he's cheering violent rioting and denouncing civility in response to George Floyd death. Colin Kaepernick says civility is leading to death, which means the only logical reaction is revolt. Cardi B made a comment similar to that. So there are people who are openly cheering for it. And I think you're right. I think Lieutenant General is taking a position that I'm taking, and I think you're taking to a large degree. I understand it. I see what's happening. I understand it. There's same position that Crystal alluded to.
Let me clear my position. I am not for it at all. What I would like to see is all the African-American leaders, the athletes, the celebrities, the pastors, everybody who spoke up when states were supposed to reopen and saying, hey, Governor Kemp's trying to kill you. The white people are trying to kill you. Don't go out. You have influence. So use your influence now to say, hey, we don't have to do this. We don't even say. Right. Let them know you understand their anger.
Well, do we have that clip of the city council? This is Andrea Jenkins. She's the vice president of the city council in Minnesota. We have a clip of her saying that exact thing, but we'll get to it. Go ahead.
Yeah,
Melania.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I'm saying I can understand a lot. I can understand why somebody kills somebody. The very reason why we have court and sentences are different for murderers is because the judge and the jury wants to find out, why did you kill that person? Doesn't mean you're not going to get in trouble. So I can understand it, but this is the time for the NAACP, for African American leaders, for the Jamal Bryants in Atlanta, where has more influence outside of Atlanta, for the Oprahs, for the LeBron James, for those who have already involved themselves in other forms of politics or social issues. Now is the time, because I don't want to see those young people out there getting hurt. But I don't want to see them getting hurt.
I think, like to Lieutenant General Russell's honorees and my point and many others' point, I think that we all understand. And so I'm not condoning it either. I wouldn't be out there doing it, but I understand where the anger is coming from. Like Keith Ellison said in that clip that we played earlier, Philando Castile, this was a registered gun owner. When asked if he had a gun in the car, he said, yes, I'm a registered gun owner. Let me get my gun and show it to you. He got killed through his window. Nothing happened. Jamar Clark. So this case is in Minneapolis about this, with this happening. So people are saying they understand.
I get it. And I understand, as an African-American woman with nephews, black men, I get it, but I don't condone it. We'll be back to take your calls. 404-872-0750.
Shelly Winter, Milani Kai, DJ Crystal, Scotty B. It's called The Show. We're sitting in for Mark Arum, and Mark Arum will be on tomorrow morning, 9 to 11, and we'll be back tomorrow, and then everything goes back to normal on Monday. Coming up next at 8 p.m., Chris Chandler is hosting a special report, Coronavirus, Where Georgia Stands, with special guests. A Mississippi mayor just tweeted out, if you can talk, you can breathe. That is becoming the fast talking point. And he also said he saw nothing wrong with the video. But
wow.
That is fast becoming the talking point by those who hold us back in this country. Seriously, not us meaning blacks, us meaning this country. If you can talk, you can breathe.
And when I look at the idiot, he looks just like he would be somebody who said that from Mississippi.
Well, a guy caller into Sean Hannity's show earlier said the exact same thing. That was a talking point for Eric Garner. Well, he couldn't have. He had to be unable to breathe because he can talk. And, you know, why don't you guys come? If you believe that, meet me in a parking lot. Let me put my arms around you in a chokehold and let's see.
No, seriously, I'm looking right at the idiot in Mississippi right now, the idiot mayor in Mississippi right now, who looks just like, I see him and I think you actually could say this, and you just actually look like you're about to walk into a Ku Klux Klan meeting. That's what you look like.
4487.
No, that's what he looks like. No, dead serious.
I know.
So when we come back, we're going to take some calls. We see you, Parker, Brian, Robert, Randy, Leroy. We got you. We want to hear from you. Don't forget, tomorrow Vice President Mike Pence. He's coming in town. He's going to be here in order to avoid those traffic delays. He wants to talk about the great job your boy Governor Kemp is doing reopening. You're happy about that, aren't you, Shelley Winter?
404-872-0750 is the show.
We love all of you and appreciate all of your calls. It's important to us. So for that very reason, the phone lines are still open. 404-872-0750. And now, let's get back to it and finish strong. Shelley Winter, Milani Kai, DJ Crystal, and me, Scotty B, here on 95.5 WSB.
We have been sitting in for Mark Arum all week, who's in for Eric Von Hessler and the Doctrinaires. He'll be back on tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. to 12, and then back to the regular schedule next week. Thank you so much for listening. We see you on the lines. We're taking your calls. Phone lines are blowing up. But first, let me update you on something happening right here in Georgia. The three suspects accused in the shooting death of 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery are going to appear in court next week. Check this out, Shelley Winter, for a hearing to determine whether there is enough evidence to move forward in the case.
Yeah, that's preliminary hearing. Yeah. They'll be on video from the jail. I mean, that's
yes,
standard.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is there's already a rally planned. And we know prior to this, there was a rally up there. So
a rally planned for what?
After the hearing. After the hearing, there's a rally. They've already planned it. It's already planned. So what I'm hoping doesn't happen is that the anger and everything we're seeing in this case in Minneapolis, hopefully it doesn't transition over to Glynn County, or maybe it will. I mean, I just don't like the violence. That's what I don't like.
Yeah, violence is the voice of the unheard. I mean, that's what it is.
I mean, yeah, well.
I mean, that's what it is. I mean, there's no, the whole world is built on it. America was built on it.
I don't think it has to.
The revolution was not, you know, Ben Franklin and these guys and all of these patriots that we, you know, revere right now, they didn't go to the British and say, hey, we shall overcome, let us go. They took up arms and they blew things up.
Yeah, but we're in a different era. We're in 2020.
But to the people being affected by it, it's not the era. It's the people being affected by the same oppressive, overwhelming big government with their foot on their necks. It's the same concept.
And I understand, but again, there's nothing about what you're saying. I get it. I understand it. But at some point in time, the attention is in Minneapolis. Looting Target is not really a, you know what I'm saying? Looting Target is getting the attention of who?
Of the government. You see, you're saying why Target? Now, there's an argument.
Anything.
What I'm saying, but there's an argument to be made. Why not just go to the police station and burn that down? There's that argument.
Yeah.
But Target is not Target is not being looted because it's Target. Target's being looted and burned because it's the only way those people feel that they can get their voices heard. That's it.
I know.
So whether it was Target, Walmart, whether it was mom and pop, it could have been Mr. Johnson's store. Whatever's in that place, that's what was targeted.
Absolutely. I agree. But still, I wasn't saying Target per se. But we want to hear from you. We're going to start with Robert. He's in Johns Creek. You've been waiting for a while. You want to comment on what's going on in Minnesota. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for taking my call. Listen, guys, this is murder. Okay? This is murder. Every human being has a right to breathe. Okay? When somebody is telling you, I can't breathe. Back off a little bit, let the person breathe. That statement, whoever made that statement today on the news, talking about, well, if you can talk, you can breathe. No, that's incorrect. As a human being, it's fight or flight. If somebody is choking you out and you're about to black out, you're about to get every energy inside of you to try to muster and talk and say, I can't breathe. Okay.
Absolutely. Great call.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Robert. We appreciate
you,
that,
Robert.
Carl. Parker's in Lilburn. He wants to comment on what's happening out in Minnesota.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes sir.
Okay. I'm out of the Atlanta area. I spent almost a decade as a firefighter EMT in the Atlanta area. It was a high volume, high crime area. So we experienced some of this stuff. And even though I was a firefighter and we usually showed up after the altercation with the police ensued, we did witness this a couple times. Within your first week in the fire academy, you are taught that you don't put your knee on the back of somebody's neck like that. Now, that being said, there is a possible reason he took that approach. A lot of times when those officers apprehend somebody and they get them on the ground, a crowd starts to gather around them, and their number one thought is protecting their gun. So a lot of times they'll posture up like that. Now, he should not have, obviously, I don't know where in his mind he was thinking, I need to posture up on the back of this guy's neck. And like the other caller said, the whole if you can talk, you can breathe thing, police say that sometimes when they've chased the subject down and they're walking them back to the car and the person says, you know, oh, I can't breathe or whatever. Yeah. It's because they're out of breath because they've been running.
Yes, right. Yes. Good point.
That's one thing. That's one thing. But when, like, whether someone's in the back of an ambulance or if you're pressing on their throat and they're saying, I can't breathe, they're not saying, I can't breathe at this very moment. They're saying, I'm about to lose the ability to breathe.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much, Parker. That's an excellent point. And I don't think there's very many people, Shelley Winter, who would think that, who don't think that this wasn't.
Sometimes you have, the thing is, people just see, there's what I learned a long time ago, there are people that trust and believe the police no matter what actions they take and no matter what the outcome is. That's, they're just supportive of police officers. We're supportive of police officers. Trust me. I call 911 if there's problems. So I love police officers. We are just saying here is that there's a problem with this country dealing with a bad outcome. And that's why the people in Minneapolis are so upset.
404-872-0750. Randy and Tucker, welcome to the show. Hi, Randy. Did we lose you? Okay, let's go to Brian and Marietta. Brian, thank you so much for holding. What's your comment?
Hey, I just want to say I completely agree with Robert. The if you can't speak, then I'm sorry. If you can speak, then you can breathe. That's completely wrong. And Parker's explanation is very understandable. I want to say a good move forward for this country. There should be no union protection for this behavior by police.
Exactly right.
And we should require insurance to be an officer. And if your record is not insurable, you should not be able to be an officer. And my heart goes out to the family, the friends, and our whole country.
I am so glad. Oh, God bless you, brother. I'm so glad you brought that up. Protect the union protection of law enforcement, I think, is one of the major issues in this country. And I really do believe that, because the union is designed to protect a worker at all costs. No matter what happens, the union is there to protect you. And I think the union protection of officers, there should be a different way of looking at officers as city workers and as workers in general, because they do a totally different job than, say, the railroad the MARTA worker or someone like that. It's an excellent point. I've been saying it for a long time.
And I want to make it very clear, we're pro for every bad police officer out there. There are tons and thousands and thousands and thousands of perfectly great police officers who don't get the credit. They do something good, they don't get the credit.
We have 340 million people in this country, police officers at every level, federal, local, county, state. There are millions upon millions of interactions between police and citizens every single day. So when you see the ones that you see, of course, they're heinous and we want justice. But it's clearly there's more good police out there, many, 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 many more good police officers out there than bad.
404-872-0750 if you want to weigh in on the conversation. Leroy on the west side. Hey, Leroy.
8 minutes, y'all. 8 minutes he leaned on George Floyd's neck. 8 minutes. People out there who wear the blue, y'all need to tighten up real quick, because it's more than the streets watching. It's everyday people. It's black and white.
Yep. It's a good call.
Keep it up. It's not going to go the way you think every time. Derek Chauvin, the guy that killed George Floyd. He was put on leave in 2011 for inappropriate police shooting of a Native American,
absolutely,
named Leroy Martinez. He shot Ira Latrell Toles, an unarmed black man, in 2008. He was one of the officers who murdered Wayne Reyes, a Latino man, with 16 bullets that forced him into the grave.
Great
call.
Total
of 42 rounds was shot off. What's got to happen for them to understand? I really wanted to talk to General Andre and thank him for what he did in New Orleans. I saw the movie. I can't repeat exactly what he said, but he told those cops, and he didn't have a gun. He was only in uniform.
Right.
He told them to put their guns down.
Yeah,
pull them out only if you're going to use it.
Right. Great call, Leroy. Great
yeah,
call.
Thank you so much, Leroy.
That's why you're in a Smart Kids Club. Leroy brought up a great point, too. There's attack pieces coming out on Amy Klobuchar as a potential VP, and it's pretty much going to destroy her chances, this case, because Chauvin, the officer that Leroy just mentioned, was part of a bunch of police officers that Amy Klobuchar, state attorney general, refused to prosecute.
Ooh.
In those cases. So she's done.
Yikes.
She's done. She's done. Mark, I mean, that's the political ramifications of this. She cannot be put on a VP list right now with Joe Biden, not with his history writing a crime bill, with her being on there with this history, and it's over 20 law enforcement, 20 officers who she refused the charge.
Wow.
So
yeah, that's going to look bad.
The look bad.
So the ad is coming out?
No, so it's the stories. What Leroy just said,
okay,
these are the stories coming out that she refused the charge.
Yeah,
these
state,
these police officers in any way. Not even like charge and let go. Just charge, period. Just bring up for charges. So that's it. She's done. Stick a fork in her. She's done.
Adam's in Athens. He wants to weigh in on what's happening in Minnesota.
Yes, ma'am. I just, a little behind the curve, saw the video for the first time today. And outside of, obviously, the horrendous video and act that occurred, there were two things that struck me, and Leroy kind of hit on one of them, the indifference in that cop's eyes. Didn't faze him either way that what was happening, it didn't bother him. And the amount of gray hair on his head, which worried me because this possibly is not the first time he's acted this way. And Leroy brought up past cases where, you know, he's been in a similar situation and it's turned out bad for everyone on the other end.
Thank you so much, Adam. We appreciate that. Courtney in Gainesville. Courtney, welcome to the show. Hi, Courtney. You're on the air. Okay, let's switch over to, Tim in Cumming. Tim, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
We're good.
Good, good. I just a quick comment. It is horrible. It's unfortunate. It is clear cut, in my opinion, but I'm not the jury. But my main point, there's 330 million people in the U.S. This is a bad cop gone wrong. He will spend the rest of his life in prison, most likely. There is an innocent man, a beautiful innocent man that is dead now. It is horrible. But should we riot entire cities and destroy everything when it is one bad dude that screwed up? And it is a life gone. That is horrible. But does it justify absolutely rioting and looting and burning down businesses?
Courtney, thank you so much for your call. I'm on his side. I understand it, and you can understand it. Mm-hmm. But does it justify it?
I don't know. You got to ask the people who came before. You got to ask Philando Castile's family. You got to ask Jamar Clark's family. You got to ask Eric Garner's family. You got to ask all the families of men that where there's no justice after their deaths. At what point is it justified? At what point is violence justified? I don't know.
Wrapping up when we come back. Tomorrow, please make sure you have the Triple Team Traffic Alerts app downloaded. Vice President Mike Pence coming into town again to praise Georgia, see what they're doing about this wonderful reopening, also attending the memorial service for Ravi Zacharias at Passion City Church. And what's up next?
Also, Chris Chandler's coming up next at 8 o'clock. Keep it locked. He will be on with a special report on coronavirus and you with a whole lineup of special guests as hosted by him. Can I read this real quick?
Yeah.
Tommy Lahren, the famous Fox lady, little chick on Fox. How does looting, rioting, and destroying your own community bring justice for anybody? The response, I don't know, but they tried peacefully kneeling and y'all had a problem with that too. Boom.
And you know what? Boom. Interesting. You know what? I'm just grateful that I grew up with a father who started an academic institution for an international preparatory boarding school for minority leaders to help educate them and to train them that there's a better way. Not saying I don't understand it, but there's a better way. And for decades, my father has been training, my family has been training these minorities to say, hey, you don't have to go loot. You don't have to go riot. Here's what you can do. So I know everybody's experience is different. Not knocking anybody, but there is, to me, a better way.
Protesters are in front of the officer's house right now. He ordered food and the protesters stopped his delivery.
We'll be back tomorrow filling in for Mark Arum at 6 p.m. Mark Arum filling in for Eric Von Hessler and the Doctrinaires at 9 a.m. Thanks so much for listening. Peace and God bless.
I have listened to it. I'll be 79 June 1.
Yes, ma'am. Well, bless
you. I've listened to WSB forever.
Yes, ma'am.
And all of a sudden, you guys are turning it into a black show that is just not right because we are all white, black, and black together. We're not supposed to be this extreme on one side or the other. You're supposed to be entertaining.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.